Learning Masech the Shabbos, Daf Samach Hem and Aleph, we're starting from the bottom of Daf Samach Dal on the Beis. The Gemara brings the name of Rav, Omer Avidim Rav, Kol Mokom She'osu Chom Neymar Esayin. Anything which Chazal said you're not allowed to do because people will think that you may be doing an Isser. Rashi gives examples from the Mishnayis that we had about wearing armor or a helmet or something that people think that you're going out to war, or tying the camels one to each other because people think you're bringing them to the Shuk. So all these things, afilu b'chadri chadarim asur, even if no one could see you, you're in the inner chambers, but still, light plug, anytime it's asur, because if someone will see, they'll think you're doing an issur, and if nobody sees, they ask it across the board. So Gemara asks Akasha, the Mishnah says you can't bring an animal with a bell, even if it's pakuk, and the Gemara says, because you might be bringing out l'chinga, but it says, a b'raisa, pakuk l'azug b'tzavara, you could stuff up the zug, you make sure it doesn't ring, make sure it doesn't make a sound, and you could use it in the chatzir, so you see that you're not chayshish v'marasayim when it's in a chatzir, when it's in a private chatzir. So Gemara says, actually, a machlokes tanon. There's a brayse that says, shaitcha mechama, if somebody's kelim got wet, they fell into the water on Shabbos, they could spread it out in the sun to dry it, avalei keneged on, but not when anyone could see you, because people think that you washed it on Shabbos, it's marasayin, what are you hanging out clothing to dry? Sounds like you washed them on Shabbos, but you could do it as long as it's not in the public place. And Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon Eishin, Rabbi Elazar b'Shimon said, even b'chama is asur, because they paskin like Rav. So there's a machlekes rishenim, how we paskin, halacha l'maisa. Taisus already brings a yesh mefarshim that doesn't paskin like Rav. And the raya is because there's a Mishnah in Chulin that says that you can't shecht into a hole in Rosh Hashanah because it looks like you're doing something for Avodah Zarah, but you're allowed to do it in the Chatzir. So you see there's an issue of Marasayin, which is Mutav Chatzir. But Taisha says that it's not a Raya because there the Pshat is in the Chatzir, people don't see it as bad. In the Chatzir, it looks like you're trying to clean out your Chatzir. You don't want your Chatzir to get dirty. So the pshat is there's no chshan in the chatzir. It's not only because no one could see you, even if people could see you, it doesn't look bad in the chatzir. So that's what Taisus rejects the raya. And Taisus is mashma that we do paskin like Rav. I mean, this shaitcham becham is actually a stat mishnah on kuf mem vavim and beis. Shaitcham becham avaloi kenegan am. If you wanted a stat mishnah like Rav, you really have one. And the Gemara there asked the kasha from the mishnah to Rav, and the Gemara says Rav is a machlokes tanon. That's why it's a little bit shvered to bring the raya from the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, even if it is a good raya, because that could go like the same Mishnah that we have later in Shabbos, and like the Braisa of Batailim of Bechatzir. You see, it's a Machlokes Tanon. Rav Paskins like these Tanon. You can't really bring a Kasha from a Mishnah. That's what some Rishonim answer anyway. But over here in Perek Chavis, Daf Kuf Vav Mebeis, the Rif Paskins like Rav. And the Rambam also paskins, it's Perech of Beis Halacha Chaf, but the Rambam also paskins that you're not allowed to dry at the clothes, even Mechadri Chadarim. The Rosh is Marech a little bit about it in Perech Chavis, and he also is Matcha the Rayis, that we don't paskin like Rav, but he says it's Rabbeinu Nisim Gain that doesn't paskin like Rav. He's the one that brings the Rayis, that's the Yesh Mishapirish that Taisus brings. He also, interestingly enough, brings from the Yushalmi, that the Yushalmi brings the Maimer of Rav, and the Yushalmi brings five different Mishnayis and Brises that don't paskin, that all argue on Rav. Among them, this very Brisa, that Taisus brings, that Ein Shaykh Nagum Shus Rabim, Avo Bechatzim Mutter, the Yushalmi already brings the Raya, like the Gilyan Ashas mentions it, on the side, that the Yishalmi already brings the Raya. The end of the Yishalmi, it says, Ilein plige Rav, v'les loin kiyum, which sounds to me like he's saying that all these Mishnayis argue in Rav, and we know passing like all these Mishnayis, because like the Gemara here says, it's a machlekes tanon. Al kopanim, like we said, the Rambam, and the Rif, and the Rosh, and the Smag, and the Ran, they all passing like Rav, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Simin Shinalef, Sif Mem Hei, that when your clothing fall in water, you cannot be spread it out, not only Kenegadam, but even anywhere, because Marasayin's even Asa B'chadr Chadarim. Now the Pella is, and the Baal HaMor asks this kasha right here in our sugya, and the Shulta Gibarim also asks this kasha later in Perek Chavis and Afkuf Mevav and Mevbeis, that the Rambam and the Rif and everyone else all bring the din that you could be paikik imay zug b'tzavar metalim b'chatzir. They all say that a bell on the animal is okay. It's not okay in Rosh Hashanah, but it's okay b'chatzir. So chayitz pliya, why should they paskin that way if they paskin like Rav? The Baal HaMor in Nechanami says, and the Shulta Gemara, they both say that since we have this Gemara, the metalim b'chatzir, it's a stomb of the Gemara, so that proves that we don't paskin like Rav, and they talk don't paskin like Rav, like Rav Nissim Gain. So to add to Rav Nissim Gain, we have the Baal HaMor, and we have the Shulta Gibarim, we also have the Sefer HaTrumah. They all do not paskin like Rav. But the Stira is a problem. The Shulchan Aruch is a Stira. And Simon Shin Alef Sif Mem Hei, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like Rav. And in Simon Shin Hei Sif Yin Alef, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that you could be Metayalim of Bechatzah with the Zug. Apella. So the Magen Avraham addresses the question in Simon Shin Alef. It's on Sif Kat and Nun Vav. And he says, is a Taisis in Ksuvis. Taisis in Ksuvis asks another kasha. There it says that if you have a tzinor, you have a drain pipe, which has in it kaskasim, and has in it stuffing, something is blocking the drain pipe. It's a pseida. So Chazal allowed you to squash the thing that's blocking it with your foot. Betzina, but only betzina. Because it's kalachayad, and b'makam seidu legoza barabana. And there the Gemara paskins, Amar Rav Yosef Halacha Kanach Mishgalia. So we paskin that you're allowed to get the thing out of the drain pipe, Kalachayad, but only Betzina. So Taisus asked the Kasha, and the Rosh also in Perichavis, asked the Kasha, what happened to Rav that says, Afilu Bechadir Chadorim Aser? And they both say, there's a difference between the Maris Ayin for a Deraisa, like the case over there of Sheikhan Mechama, where the Maris Ayin is that you wash clothing, washing clothing is a Deraisa. In the case here, where you're doing a kalachayan, everyone sees you're doing a kalachayan, the only marasayan is for the rabbanan. So this klal that we ask the marasayan, even mechadne chadorim, is when what you're doing appears to be an isadar aisa. But when you're doing appears to be an isadar rabbanan, there's no din of marasayan mechadne chadorim. Hazak the Magen Avraham, so mimiyashiv, we pass from like Rav, legabe the din of Sheikha Mechama Voloi Kenegan Om, because it's the Raisa. But Lagabe Paikik Mazug with Savar Metalim Abachatzer, what's the matter sign? Maybe bring it to the marketplace. What's wrong with bringing it to the marketplace? There's an Isser of buying and selling in Shabbos, an Isser Durabanan. A Maris Ayin for an Isser Durabanan is Mutter Mechanri Chador. But Lechayrit Shver, both on the Ikateritz, and both on the Taisis and on the Ikateritz, has a Shem with Agamara. Agama asked a kasha that Rav said, and the Gemara asked a kasha that how come you could be paikul zub gitzavar metalim abachatzir? Why can't we answer? Because that's a marasayin on a durabanan. Why do we have to say it's a machloikis tanon? So the Magen Avraham says, vice tois, it's a machloikis asugis. Because tois is being a raif in the sugging suvis by durabanan, you don't say chanachadarim is asir. And our sugya seems to name on that you do. So it's a machlekes sugyas, and we paskin like the sugya and ksuvis. Even though it's a little bit shver, because maybe the sugya and ksuvis doesn't hold like Rav. And it'll be right that we don't paskin like Rav. But that's what the Magen Avraham says to Teretz. We paskin like Rav, but the Gemara and ksuvis is mavur by the Rabbanan, it's mutter. I, the Gemara here, is mavur that Rav even said it by the Rabbanan. Okay, so we paskin like the sugya and ksuvis. The Nesef Chaim Eifanart says he wouldn't want to learn in some Machlokes HaSugyas. He would learn Rav said it across the board. Kol Makom Shor Mecham Mishum Marisayin every time. A lot of times Chazal said Nei Marisayin by the Rabbanan. So Avad the Rav said it across the board, but we paskin like Rav only by the Raises, not by the Rabbanans. But he Zmetzayin Aran. The Ran says a different teretz on the Kasha that Taish is asking Suvis. Taish is asking Suvis a Kasha that from a machem ragla b'tzina b'shabbos, that you're allowed to go and clean out the drain pipe kalacha yad with your feet b'tzina, that one you say that marasayin is us even mechadne chadorim, zok deran, it's not marasayin there. Marasayin means he's doing something completely mutter. Now thus, people will think that he's doing something completely usher. So that's marasayin. So the pshat is we don't want to allow him to do it b'chadri chadar, because once he's anyway doing something which he knows is mutter, and you tell him he could do it if nobody sees, so he won't be so makbid if somebody sees. So we tell him not to do it at all. Well, if we're going to allow people to do it if no one sees, they can also do it when people see. But here, we're not talking about Maris Ayin. We're not talking about people are going to think he's doing something different than what he's doing. Here we're talking about something which really is Asr. It's Asr to clean out your drain pipe. The Chazal wanted to be Mekel, but Makam Seda. If it's Kalach Ayand, all right. But they didn't want to be Machman B'Fahetzia because people will be Mekel even more. So they're only Machman B'Tzina. But this is not something which is Asr Mishum Maris Ayin, which there, they'd have to be Mechalik B'Tzina B'Fahetzia. They didn't want to be Mechalik. Hey, they wanted to give you a kula, but they wanted to limit the kula a little bit. They can only do a betzina. It's not the same as maris ayin with thee. You're doing something mutter, but it appears to be aser. Hey, what you're doing is what it appears that you're doing. It's just the heter that Chazal gave a makam seda, and they didn't want that heter to be befehesia. That's like the ran. So if the ran, there's no makar to mechalik between the rice and the rabbanon. But the Bi'alacha says that even though you have a machlekes rishonim l'chayra, if the din of Rav applies by the Rabbanans or not, and you have a sugi in Shabbos which is mashma like the rishonim that it applies even by the Rabbanans, so that would mean maybe we should be machmir. But Zak the Bi'alacha, since anyway we have rishonim that bechaldim passing like Rav, Rav Nissen Gai in the Sefer Truma de Balamar, so once we anyway have an issue that it's a machlekes rishonim, even if you do pass in like Rav, it doesn't apply to the Rabbanans, and the Pais can bring it down, so merely you can be Mekel by the Rabbanans. That's the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah. Rabbi Kivega on the Shulchan Aruch, though, wants to say a different teretz on Taisus. You have a kasha on Taisus. How could Taisus say that you don't say the din of Chadri Chadarim by the Rabbanans? I bezei, what's this Gemara's kasha from Paikma Zugbit Savar Metalim Abachatzer? That's the Marisayin that'll go Lechinga, and going Lechinga is the Rabbanan. So, Rabbi Kivega, I could tell you that going Lechinga is the Raisa. Why? Because even though Taisus says that a Zug B'Tzavara is not a Masui, right? Taisus bothered earlier in the Berg Mebehema, why do you need the Tam of Azul Lechinga? Why isn't anything Lenoi should be called a Masui? Why is a zug b'tzavar just for a noy, an ornament for behema? That should be considered a masi, that should be an issa be'etzim. So Taisa says, talking about it's mechubah to the afsar. It's mechubah to the afsar, it's batal to the afsar. So like Rabbi Kivega, I could say a different teretz. I could tell you be'emes in a zug is a masi. So why did the Gemara need the time of azal l'chinga? The teretz is, because it's an igeya to bring it out into a street with an erif. Let's say you have a street with an erif. So legabe carrying, it's not a problem, it's an Erev. But legabe marasayin, it'll still be a problem because it's a crowded place. So that's what the Mishnah means. You're not only bring it out with a bell into Rosh Hashanah, but I didn't allow it, it's a masui. But the Gemara wants to say it's also, even if it's a street, a public street with an Erev, so it's not a Rosh Hashanah legabe Shabbos, it's like a Rosh Hashanah legabe marasayin, it's a public street. So that's also because you want to go lechinga. And then that was saying lechatzah when no one could see you, it's mutter. So the marasayin is a marasayin deraisa. Because if you bring it from the public street to the shuk already doesn't have an erev. So it's a masri, that would be nisa deraisa. Hazadya b'kvega, and lefizat also be miyushiv, why we paskin that you could go with the zug pagim with zug b'chatzah, because we don't have Rosh Hashanah deraisa anymore. So now the Marisayin would only be a Marisayin of the Rabbanan. Marisayin of the Rabbanan, we take all this Mutta B'chadri Chadarim. So the Gemara was talking about when we had a Rosh Hashanah. So the Marisayin, when you go to the public street with an Erev, and the Marisayin that you go in the Shuk is the Marisayin of the Raisa. So Mel Nas the Kasha and Rav. But we don't have Rosh Hashanah, so by us, the Marisayin of Paikim Azug B'Tzavar of Atama B'chatz is only a Marisayin of Azul Chinga, is only a Marisayin of the Rabbanan. And well, that's why we'd be allowed to go b'chatzer with the mezug. That's Rabbi Kivega's shtickle. And now let's go weiter. The Mishnah had said that you're allowed to go out with a meich sheba ozna, a meich sheba sandala, and a meich sheskinu l'nidasa. The woman could go out with a cotton in her ear, cotton in her shoe, and cotton which she has for her damnidas. And the Gemara, legabe meich sheba ozna, and meich sheba sandala, the Gemara says has to be kosher ba'azna, has to be kosher b'sandalim. Legabe meich sheskinel nidasa, the Gemara doesn't say that. You don't need kosher because it's mias, so you won't come to, if it falls out, you won't come to take it. Then the Gemara at the end brings a Rabbi Yechanan went to the Beis Medrash with a cotton in his ear, the Cholkan of Chaverev, and his friends were chaylik on him. And Rabbi Yane went to a Carmelist, and Cholkan of Kolderei. So Gemara said, Kasha, Ayroim Becheskel said it has to be Kasha Ba'azna. So what was the Pshat in Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yane? So Gemara says, Hadda Mehedik, Hadda Loi Mehedik. So Rashi's Mahalach is, Al Kapanim is first Pshat, Rabbi Yechanan held that the only time you need kosher is when it's not mehedik. When it's mehedik, when it's tightly wedged into the ear, you don't need kosher. But the Rosh says that you need kosher u'mehedik. The Rif also is a shaila where the gear says, and says you need kosher u'mehedik. Rashi they learned came like the second pshat of Rashi, and the pshat is kosher is not enough. You need it to be tightly kosher. There's kosher without mehedik, and there's kosher with mehedik. But you need kosher u'mehedik. L'maisa, the Gemara only says it by Eizen, by shoes could be don't need kasha u'mehedik, and Mechloli is the Beis can point out that the shoe that you need kasha is dafka by a sandal, an open-toed shoe, where it could fall out. But a minnow, like a regular shoe, like our shoe, to put in an insole, so there, you certainly don't need kasha because there's no way it'll fall out. Now there's a shayla alacha l'maisa, could someone go out with cotton in their ear today, if they need it, if they're having an earache or kodema, and they need cotton in the ear, could they just put the cotton in the ear? Does it have to be kosher? It's like a little difficult to get it to be kosher. There's a Shalsa Chuvis Marsag, one of the Gedolim in Hungary, before the Melchama, it's Chelek Beis Simon Kufcha Vav, that he's mitzanded. And he says he doesn't know how you could tie cotton to the ear. It must be that kosher means that it's very tightly in the ear. You don't really need kasha. You just have to be very tightly wedged in the ear. Which I don't understand that too well, but found like Rashi's first pshat, where Rashi says that when it's tight, then you don't need kasha. And when it's not tight, then you do need kasha. Rashi says there's two things, there's tight and there's kasha. How could you say that being tight means kasha? Bechai sounds very shverit to me. I saw in the Pesach Chuvis, he says in Svarim, that I'm not sure what the makar is, that maybe our cotton is better than their cotton. And their cotton wasn't so soft, and therefore couldn't stay in the ear well unless you tied it. Now, shaking our cotton, which is much softer, it's much more processed, it stays in the ear, it never comes out, it shouldn't be a problem. I have the same thing as kosher. The Shmir Shabbos Kilchasam, also I don't know if he has a makar to this, it's in Perek Yud Ches, Sifchav, he says that by us, a cotton in the ear is the same thing like by them, a moksha skinu lidasa. We're more finicky today. So Mela, if a cotton would fall out of somebody's ear, he never would put it back into his ear. It's mias, so Mela, he'd be allowed to do it. He brings a bunch of haintigas svarim that are mekel, but he also brings some achmirim. He says, the archa shabenu, the chela gimel, amen reishlam and zayin, said the chazanish held was aser to put a cotton in the ear. And he said that if someone said he can't go without the cotton, so he says to stay home. And even Dan Bichidus at home. So I'll go upon a malach l'maisam with a cotton in the ear. If it's not kosher, zesh l'ayim l'dina. Now, there's a very interesting tshuva from Rav Meisha, in Igris Meisha, a whole series of tshuvas in Yerodei Chelek Aleph. He wrote it in Tafresh Sadik Dalet, 1934 in Russia, where one of the other Rabbanim asked him that there was a lady that it would be a sakana for any water to get into her ear. And they said she can only bathe in water, she can only be tayvel in water if she has cotton in her ear, but even that the water can't get into the ear. The question was, what should she do about being tayvel, about going to the mikvah? And the Rav wrote to him, held that avant it's a problem with chatzitza, but mitz is the Rabbanan, miyat hamakbid is only the Rabbanan. So maybe it can be mekel for her to be Evan Issad Rabbanan. There's no other choice. If she doesn't do it, she'll have to just be an aguna whole life. And if also she zicha wouldn't listen to the psak, she'll zicha stay married and not become, and not be tevil. And that's what he asked him. So Ramesha said that Lamaisa he holds that cotton in the ear was not a chatzitza for tevila. And he's going to bring a raya brewer to that, and then we'll figure out why. Because since this Gemara allows a Isha to go out with cotton in her ear, and the Gemara Ulia, in the beginning of the Perek, in Afnan Zayin, says that anything which is Chaitzis et Tefillah, you can't go out with, like the Chut De Tzemeh, Chut De Pishtir, Mitzvah, Shemarei Shabbanais, anything which is Chaitzis et Tefillah, you can't go out with, because Dumma Mishramai Tefillah Shemitzvah Zulam Aisilah. So since you're allowed to go out with the cotton in the ear, and it's Mavur, that anything which is Chaitzis et Tefillah, you can't go out with, in them state klar, that it's not a chatzitza. And you can't say that the cotton that would be matter in the Mishnah is a cotton which water could get through. Because they should have made the chilek, the Paiskim should have made the chilek, the Gemara should have made the chilek. And he also says, Mistamra, if the cotton is put tightly that the water can't get through, you're going to ask her, Avadil Asa, all cottons, Altsloy Plug. So that's how he starts at Tshuva. I'm afraid of Mishnah that it's mutter, the question is why. So he says it's chiddush that when you have a chatzitza in a makam of a basis starim which doesn't need the water to get in, it just needs roiz libiyas mayim. So if the chatzitza is stuck onto it, so then it's called ain royal libiyas mayim, because water can't get into this makam because there's a chatzitza stuck onto it. But if the chatzitza is not stuck onto the makam, it's just wedged tightly by ifin that water can't get through, but it's not stuck onto the makam, it means the makam be'etzim is royal libiyas mayim. It doesn't need bias mayim. We have a makam which needs bias mayim, and the chatzitza is stuck onto it tightly. Not stuck onto it, but just wedged into it tightly, so the pshat is missing the bias mayim. So that's why it's called the chatzitza. Now, sheikin, in a makam which doesn't need bias mayim, it just needs royal bias mayim. Royal means mitzad the makam, if it's not stuck on, if it's not attached. So the makam is royal bias mayim, just water can't get through. Anyway, water can't get through. It's a basis norm, but it doesn't need bias mayim. That's a shtickle berich. But he starts off, it's a Raya Brewer from the Mishnah at Smutter. There were three Rabbanim there that were massing on the Tshuva, the original Rav that wrote him, and another two Rabbanim, including his uncle, Rabbi Yankov Kantrov, it's a big gadol. And they all tried to be Matcha the Raya, but he stayed stark. Chertzeyakot the Raya. Now his uncle, Rabbi Yankov Kantrov, it said, Al Karchach, it's not a good Raya, because it says it has to be Kasha to the Eisen. So when it's kosher, when it's tied to the ear, it's tied in a place which is makam goli. So why don't you say that's a chatzitza? So he says pashit, because when you tie it to the ear, it's not tight against the ear. Even if it says mehedik, it says tight, like the Rosh says. Tight means that the knot is tight, but it doesn't mean it's tight against the ear. You wouldn't tie it tight against the ear; it would be painful for the ear. So there wouldn't be a chatzitza. And even if he says, even if you're going to be machlik and say it is tight against the ear, but the pshat is, you wouldn't take it out in Gansin, you'll just loosen it from where it's tied against the ear. But you wouldn't have to take it out in Gansin, you'll leave it in the ear and it'll be hanging. So Vaita, it wouldn't be a problem with Chatzitza. But if you're going to say that the cotton can't be in the ear, that would be a Chatzitza, Avada, that would make it Aser. Lei brought a Shtaka Raya, Halacha L'maisa, that's what he named on. It's not called the problem, because anyway, it's a basis starim. You don't need bias mayim mamish, you need royal bias mayim. That wouldn't make it nice royal bias mayim. Now let's see a little bit the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Yetzis b'sela shalatzinis. A sela is a type of a coin. On the tzinis, Rashi says, Amaka b'parsis haregel. And the Gemara explains, what's the purpose of the sela? It has really three purposes. It's a hard, so mele, it protects the maka. But for only that, you wouldn't need a sela, you would need a coin. You could use a chaspa. But also the silver has in it like a chemical, a lachluchis, which is good for the maka. But for that alone, you also wouldn't need a coin. You could have just a silver plate. And it also has a tzura. The tzura somehow does something for the maka, which that you can have a wooden coin. But Abaye says, all three of them together, that's what you need it for. So the lashon of the tur is that you're allowed to go out with a seller, which is both merape and megan. It both is a healing. That's what the suchsa and the tsursa that heals. And it's also megan. That's the akushe that it's megan. But the Magen Avraham says that from the turitz mashmif, all it would do is megan, you would not allow to go out with it. It has to be both merape and megan. And the truth is, the tur says that earlier, this is in Simen Sif Chav Ches in the Shulchan Aruch, early in Sif Chav Beis, there's a halacha which comes from a tesefta, that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch say that you want to have a moich or a svug on a makkah, you can have katan or a sponge on a makkah, but you can't tie a chud or mashicha around the makkah. You can't tie a thread or a string around the makkah. And what's the chilek? So the Torah says that the moich and the svug are merape, and the chud and mashicha are not merape. This is a Tosefta which is brought in the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam, and that's how the Torah understands it, that the moich and the svug are merape, and the chut and the mashicha are not merape. And the Shulchan Aruch brings it down in Sifchav Bey. So that's among the Avram saying, a very big chiddush, that anything which heals a wound, you're allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. Anything which just protects a wound, you're not allowed to. Shtikl Shver, why? Why shouldn't protecting also be called like a tachshit? What's the chiddush of healing and protecting? But that's what it says. Healing is doing something, it's called a tachshit. Protecting is just protecting, that's called a masli. As I pass in the Magen Avraham, the Emes of Magen Avraham himself is married to Akasha. Why is it different than Meir Sheskinel and Nidasa? There, it's only because it's Mimine Tzar. Like Rashi says, it's for Tzulei Tinuf. But now we don't pass in the way. Tzulei Tinuf would be called a Masib. It's Mimine Tzar. But there also is only protecting. It's not a refuah. It's protecting from Tzar. So my left community protecting from Tzar, that the Dam Nidus won't be Mitzahir. Well, my nefkimina that the makkah will get banged and will cause tzar. So a lot of achreinim argue, a lot of achreinim hold that even protecting is also mutter. The Eli Rabba and the Chabad Moshe and the Arshalim, a lot of different achreinim. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. See, the Gaon says that the Rambam learned the chiluk between chut and mashicha and the moich and the svug is that if the chut and mashicha directly around the makkah, they'd be mutter also. Just since they're around the moich and the svug, so they blib a masli. It could be only because the chud and mashicha is like a davar chashiv, you're not mevatel it to that. If you have just a regular smartut, then already it's not a davar chashiv. The Mishnah Berurah says it wouldn't apply to chud and mashicha. So if you learn the chiluk between chud and mashicha and meich and svug, is not the pshat that meich and svug are merape and chud and mashicha not merape like the tur. You can learn that meich and svug are not chashiv. So mail them like bottle to the makkah. Which are chashiv, they have a chashivas, they can't become batal. They bring a raya from the Gemara, because the Gemara was saying, why do you need to sell it? If it's because something hard, so let him make a chaspa. The Gemara should have asked, if it's something hard, why is the mutter altogether? If it's only for agana, why is the mutter altogether? It's mashman the Gemara, that the etzim would be mutter. We're just wondering, why would you use a seller for that? You can be matched in a mashmais, but Kapana visit the Achrayin bring the Ali Rabba, another Achrayin bring this mashmais, they see from the Gemara that a kusha alone would be a heter. That's how the Mishnah Berurah fears ice, that even if it's just protecting, it'll be mutter as long as it's not chashiv.